Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, here was our assignment from yesterday. If you want a guarantee, buy a toaster. Like everything manufactured and conditioned mind, a guarantee is a lie. Nothing in life is guaranteed. The fact that life is flux elicits inquiry, curiosity, wonder, and joy when we're in the moment. But as soon as we identify with the illusion of a self separate from life, the notion of an ever-changing world is scary. The miracle is that we have a choice. We can opt for a no-guarantees adventure on life's roller coaster or elect to be deluded by ego's promise of security. Today, drop any voice that claims to know, that promises safety, or wants a guarantee. Record and listen.
Talk about exciting.
All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, this is June.
Good morning, June.
Well, I've never called in before. I've never put myself in the queue. So thank you.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. So I'm probably going to get emotional. The lesson for yesterday, the Project Joy for yesterday, really speaks to me today. I had two cats. One of them disappeared last summer, and the other one disappeared yesterday. And, And so what I'm noticing and what I'm realizing is that I have had this thought or just this belief. I've been living with the belief that the second one, the one that disappeared yesterday, would be with me until one of the other ones died. And I expected that to happen probably fairly close together. And I didn't really realize I was thinking that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's something that's been revealed. And another thing, something that I'm really watching today, is a tag team between self-hate and citizen. And I've noticed this before around other kinds of things, other content. Of course, you know, self-hate wants to make all kinds of claims about I should have been more careful. It's my fault. You know, I wasn't a good mother, so to speak. Say it again.
A good caregiver human. You failed as a human companion.
Yes, yeah. And then citizen comes in with bromides and platitudes and cliches about this whatever it thinks I'll fall for. And so, you know, I'm just left kind of in the moment. Just left with, I'm in that place where I think I'm in a kind of a stunned place.
Yeah.
And I can't quite get to the emotion. Putting myself in the queue has gotten me to the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are no guarantees.
Yeah.
What happens, happens. You do the best you can.
That's right.
In every moment, you do it with love and joy.
Mm-hmm.
To the best of your ability in whatever moment.
And when we lose somebody we love, we grieve.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I know that her name, the cat's name is Liza Pesky, and I know that you also liked her quite a bit, and so I'm sorry to break the news to you in this way.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you put yourself in the queue, and I'm glad you're with us. And I'll just be sending good thoughts for Pesky wherever she is.
Yeah, I noticed myself wanting to tell the story of what happened, but I don't think.
Well, June, you know what occurs to me in this is it really is the time that two-handed recording was created for.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, to let that person who's grieving just keep talking and find, as a companion through this process, a mentoring presence rather than pseudo-zen or self-hate.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. I will.
Take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, June. Wow, Sherry, that is such an example of our quote and how we practice with it. No guarantees.
Right.
And
go ahead.
Oh, that place of such intense love always and most often is accompanied by loss, and our ability mm-hmm. to be with the depth of one actually assists us to be with the depth of the other.
Yeah, yeah. And to realize, even no matter how sophisticated we are in the understanding that there are no guarantees, it's still a shock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. And I think that place of self-hate, which does not allow us grief as a appropriate response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we talk about that so often, how ego wants to come in to attempt to, this is the only word I can come up with, attempt to trump authenticity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening constantly, turning our direct life experience into an ego story that ego can use.
Yeah. And
so the practice of staying present and not listening to it'll be too painful, I won't be able to stand it, or it's your fault, or whatever it is, but just staying present to what is right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Well, hello, Vanessa.
Hi. Let's see. I guess when I was looking at one of the things that I was looking at yesterday with this assignment was how it was it felt really helpful to have that last little bit, like just drop any voice that needs to know, needs a guarantee, and there was something else, just very simple, like, oh, that's it. Like, because I feel like lots of times I just don't recognize the voices for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to
yeah.
have those tags, like, oh, this is a voice that needs to know something, or, you know, or it needs a guarantee, it has to be this way. Oh, this is, I can
mm-hmm.
drop that.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like, ah. Uh-huh. Bing, that one's red, you know, like, oh, that one's red and I don't, okay, drop that one. You know what I mean? Just
uh-huh.
a very simple.
Oh, yeah. It's like catching on to the voices of self-hate.
Right.
You know, I mean, people live with them forever and then it gets, those two get put together. Oh, that's self-hate. Oh, I don't need to do that. So in this same way, recognizing some of the standard ego phrases, we can do that same process of, oh, see what that is. I don't need to do that.
Right, exactly. Like
yeah.
just recognizing it. Yeah, those voices.
Yeah.
And then in that, once that's dropped, then there's, and I hope I'm getting the quote right, but then there is that adventure, like in dropping that.
Yes.
Voice, then there's all that possibility and adventure, and you can say, oh, let's see, you know, then it becomes
yes.
very spacious and full of possibility. But first you have to kind of recognize it and then
yes.
drop it, and then you're, and ah.
Yes, and the possibility is a really interesting one, isn't it? Because ego would have us frame something like now as whatever ego is going to identify as now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in now, when we're actually here, there's infinite possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
Uh-huh.
And right. And so until you're here, ego is actually framing what your now is. Once you
yes.
get here, then it could be anything almost, or you don't even know.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
yes. Yeah. And talk about an adventure, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, really, really exciting. So what drops in is, too, just around that possibility is, so I have a commitment to kind of look at my finances and money. And
mm-hmm.
so I've sort of been working away at this. And what I realized was ego has like an idea. Ego has been telling me, or I don't, unconsciously telling me, like, what that's going to look like once I do it.
Uh-huh.
And that just feels like, so I'm going to know something. And suddenly what I realized yesterday in looking at it or something was like, no, actually, I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know what it's going to feel like. I don't really know anything about it, but I'm just going to be present to it all. You know, it's not going to mean X, Y, and Z. I just...
Yes.
And I imagine there's other ways to apply that to, you know, that's just that content. It could probably work anywhere, I guess.
Well, yeah. Oh, I think so. And it's so perfect because we can see the control that egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate has over us when, so first of all, the way you're saying it, I'm guessing that leaping into facing your financials, it's not been something you've been excited about.
No.
Is that true? Yeah. It sends horror and dread probably for most of us with those kinds of big, and why do we feel that way? Well, because we've had so much trauma about it. And where did the trauma come from? The voices in our head. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to do this, and of course it's just got its feet dug in because, you know, that there's a lot of power that the voices lose when we actually move through something and realize we don't need to be afraid of it, and that when we get here, it really is, it does open up into every possibility,
mm-hmm.
right? So there you are going along with that, and at every point, there is that unconscious, that has been, assumptions and beliefs being put forward again,
mm-hmm.
that, well, okay, that's great, and when you get to now, then you'll know, no,
mm-hmm.
no, I won't. And so we have to keep coming to the present, watching those beliefs and assumptions come up, and turn our attention to the fact that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to know, because in the way that we always get to, life has so much more for you than you would ever be allowed to imagine through that belief and assumption system.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I don't want to know. Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah. That feels really big.
It yeah. is. It is. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm going to get a gift and I want to know what it is.
Right.
Because I'll limit it. I don't want to know. I go ahead. Life, hit me.
Exactly.
Give me the biggest gift you want to give me. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm open.
Right. Right, yeah, like I've actually had enough. I was looking at this today. It's like I've actually had enough of quote-unquote my own ideas. I'm ready to let those go, you know, see what else is out there.
Yes, yeah. Oh, it's so, that again, it's the beginner's mind, right?
Yes.
In the expert's mind, it's very limited. And that's what we're always going for with ego. Ego is an expert. And it's very limited.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah.
That's great.
Great.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Very
thank
exciting.
You, Sweeney. Yeah.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what a wonderful conversation about so many things, Sherry. But the thing that ties it back for me to our quote about no guarantees is exactly that we don't know, and that is the mystery. That's the adventure. And in some ways, if we did know, it would be almost impossible to love and live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love wholeheartedly, but if I'm always told that I know I'm going to suffer loss as a result of loving, would I love?
Yeah.
Would I encounter what I need to overcome if I knew what it was?
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, life is so kind in the process of awakening, because we don't know what we have to go beyond until it gives it to us in the moment.
Yes, in the moment that we're ready.
Yes.
Right? That's the beauty. Ego is always, no, 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 you won't be able to stand it. It'll be too awful. It's too horrible. But when we're with life, it's just these gentle pieces of what we're ready to see and accept and embrace now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jeff in North Carolina.
Well, hello,
hey, Jeff.
Hello. I don't have any kind of amazing insight to share, but just for me, it's just this. What I notice is that it's the no guarantees is a good way to drop into the moment. It's another way to look at how I get here. Because that's the only way to go that I can find to go to that place of no guarantees, because outside of the moment, in ego land, there I'm always looking for guarantees. I'm always looking for something fixed.
I don't
fixed.
Know it, right? I might not know it, but that's what's going on. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm always wanting something, wanting not to have something else, and, trying and fixing and figuring out and all of that kind of stuff and all the judgment that gets layered on. But the only way to go to no guarantees is to be here.
Mm-hmm.
To be right in the moment,
mm-hmm.
Because that's the only place I experience there are no guarantees. The awareness that is true. It doesn't seem like that awareness exists anywhere in the land of ego. The real understanding, not the intellectual idea, but the feeling of the awareness of that.
Mm-hmm.
And in that place that it's in the moment is the same place where there's no need for that, because the well-being exists in the moment. The well-being is now. And there's just kind of this sense of the eternal about that, or whatever, and there's the sense of adequacy,
Jeff, as you were talking, this image dropped in for Egoland, which is a ride in Disney World. Okay, Egoland, it's just a circle. Right? And so you just ride around in this same circle, right? Figuring it out and trying to know and, all of that sort of thing. Not even noticing that it's just a circle that you're going around and around. And then the image that dropped in for the other place that you were describing is suddenly you're somewhere in the world. And you have no idea where you are, what's there, what language they speak, or what the food is like, or what you're going to see. But there's such a sense of well-being and adequacy and excitement that it's just a thrill, because wherever you are, you're at home. There's the adventure,
true.
Huh?
Yeah, right. It's that idea, wherever you go, there you are, but not in an ego way, because that can be true too. That's often the way I think of that idea.
On the ego land ride.
Right. but wherever life goes, there life is. Wherever unconditional love goes, unconditional love is. Wherever is, kind of isness goes, there is.
And it's home, and we're safe, and in a funny kind of way, in a very funny, true way, we have a guarantee. Because with life, we will always be fine. Is the body going to die? Is everything going to happen in between that? Absolutely. And when we are at one with life, we're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the only guarantee.
It's the only guarantee, right? Mm-hmm. Which is why, you know, for those of us doing this kind of stuff that we're doing, we want to drop ego just as quickly and thoroughly as we possibly can,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is the only suffering that there is.
Mm-hmm.
There's all mm-hmm. kinds of pain, all kinds of things that happen, but it doesn't have to. It won't be suffering. Unless we're trying to be separate from what is.
Mm-hmm. Clinging to all the false guarantees.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. How it should be and what's wrong and why me and this isn't. But when we're with life, then all of it is a gift.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The guarantee that this always exists, you know.
Yes.
Life always exists. All yes. that is always yes. exists. And it will always yes. be love. It will always be kindness. It will always be
yes.
goodness. It will always be wisdom. It will always be everything we need and everything
yes.
we want. It will always
yes.
be. And whenever we drop all the rest of it, we get it. Whenever we give up everything, we have everything.
Precisely. And what a wonderful arrangement, right? We don't get to have everything until we stop clinging to what is unfulfilling.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Great. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thank you, Jeff. Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so... Our next
All
caller,
right.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi. I know we don't have much time. I just wanted to speak to what was just being discussed about, you know, separation and really being in life. And a couple of years ago, I had a cat that was snatched, I believe, by a predator. I'll never know, but it just disappeared. And my mom was visiting, and characteristically, she's not emotionally supportive, and ego was saying, I'm never going to get through this. And so through recording...
There's the loss of the cat and the presence of my mother. And the,
exactly.
the combination... I'm right there.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So when I felt those waves of grief, I went to the bathroom, went for a short walk, and did the two-handed recording. And it allowed me to actually be present to the visit with my mom and be in the grief of the loss. So it wasn't either or.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as I got through the grief, you know, I could see that self-hate being like, you know, starting to rear up. And I wrote a letter of appreciation to the steward of the cat and listened to that when the self-hate would come up about, you know, the ways that I did care and everything. And lo and behold, a month later, I was at the vet telling him that this cat had gotten, you know, was gone. And he said, wait 1 minute. And he came back from the back and handed me this cat and said, she needs a new home. She'll be a great companion. And ego's like, no. So he said, try her out for 3 days. And I took her home. And, you know, that cat is, anyway, she brings me so much joy. And my very favorite recording ever is how I feel when I'm with her, her presence and her love. And so I guess... You know, for me, it's just that place of we don't know, and that, I mean, the recording and listening practice is, I don't know what life would be without it, but being able to use it to stay with whatever is happening and really be present with, it feels like keeps the heart open to what, you know, what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and Tracy, when you're saying that, what occurs to me is this thing that can be unpopular in certain circles, and could turn Oogum Boogum in others. But I've always had this sense of our presence in one another's lives as being part of that gift. And that we're all on our journey to awakening, and I don't think there's as somebody who doesn't see anything as not sentient, I can have that sense about anything. It doesn't have to just be a human being. So all of us on our journey to awakening, and we share experiences for as long as it's helpful together, and then it will be time for someone to have a different experience, and that will be a perfect time for the one who is not moving on in the same way, if you're right there with me. The little kitty cat is, on a journey too, and it's time to go. And the gift that was given to June, to Tracy, the gift that's given is the process of that love and that loss.
Yeah. Right?
And
yes.
And we experience that. And for me, it takes us to a deeper appreciation of life and love and gifts and the journey that we're on.
Yes, it really kind of tie into the assignment today, recording about presence. It really keeps that hand open.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because that's what ego wants to do, is close us down. Okay? So that don't love. Don't love. It's too painful. But no. That's that old, it's breaking our hearts open. And if we stay with the gratitude and the gift, and the joy, at first, we cry and we're sad and maybe even angry and upset and kind of a why me, and then if we stay with the process, we move to a place of just pure old gratitude that being was in my life. I got to have that experience.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, Tracy.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Shani.
So here's our assignment for the day, Sherry. I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have of it. As spiritual practitioners, we might better relate to this quote, if it were framed as it is in the daily recollection, the practice of constant devotion leading to ever-expanding faith. Isn't it our experience that when we practice diligently, when we devote our energy and life force to waking up and ending suffering, we are rewarded by grace? Suddenly, the miraculous is woven into our daily experience. Doors open, insights flood in, synchronicity is everywhere, and life appears to be perfectly orchestrated for our benefit. This experience of the unconditional inspires us to practice harder, spending more of our lives in the joy of intelligence knowing itself. And so the cycle of devotion and faith continuously deepens. Today, devote yourself to practicing presence. Challenge yourself to record and listen at least once every hour.
Give yourself the gift, of recording and listening at least once each hour. Oh, all right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Take care. Treasure yourself.